This is WKOK Sunrise on your station for the best news, talk, and sports. News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Rob Setter is our fabulous producer. Fabulouser he could never be, so we always appreciate his help and hard work. He is why, when you go to the WKOK podcast page, the Sunrise archives are there to make sure that you can listen to any interview we've ever conducted, and he makes sure that that does appear on our podcast page. With that, we introduce our guest this morning. Melu Tejada is on the line. She's a food, families, and health extension educator based at University Park, Pennsylvania, works for Penn State, holds an MD from the University of Geneva, Switzerland, and a Master of Public Health from the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine. She's been working hard as one of the public information officers with the new Excite group within Penn State Extension, and that's an extension collaboration on immunization, teaching, and engagement. And they're trying to make sure that all the vaccine information and myths that are gets out there, that the myths talked about, and that the correct information gets out there. Melu, thank you so much for calling in this morning.
Hi, Mike. Thank you for having me.
I do appreciate it. If you could just, in a greater way, kind of summarize what you're doing to make sure that you help spread the word about vaccine information and fight some of the myths that relate to the COVID-19 vaccine.
Yeah, so we just got funded, so we're just starting. But the idea is that we will have a kind of information campaign about the COVID vaccine, as well as an education component that's focused on both the COVID vaccine, but also adult immunization. And we plan to have, in particular, community dialogues or forums, you know, where people can ask questions. We know there's been a lot of information out there. Sometimes, you know, the recommendations have been changing. Everything is the pace is very fast. It's very hard even for us to keep up to date with the science and the public health recommendations. So we do expect that people will have questions and sometimes fears, and that they might read some things that are not right in the media. So we try to correct that.
Well, tell me about your focus being in the rural communities. Tell me about this, why that's a focus.
Well, when you look at people's vaccination rates so far, and again, concerning the COVID-19 vaccine, some populations have actually lower coverage rates, and that's the case for rural populations in general. But also Latino populations, and in particular, sometimes also young people who think that because they're healthy and young, they don't need the vaccine.
And medically underserved communities, tell me about that group.
So that's the same, basically. It's, you know, rural communities who are, for some reason or another, they are what we call medically underserved, because maybe they don't have access so easy. You know, they need to, they lack transportation. Sometimes people don't have a primary care physician nearby. Some people might not have an insurance coverage that allows them to have a regular visit to their healthcare providers. There's misinformation for example, for Latino population and other ethnic minorities. There might be a barrier language. A language barrier that makes it difficult for them to access the information about vaccine or any other healthcare, but also to actually get the vaccine when they want to.
And part of your message is that there's a lot of safe and effective vaccines already out there, various vaccines we come to know and accept and don't really give much thought about.
Absolutely, yes. So, The clear message about the COVID-19 vaccine is that it's safe and effective, but we want people to remember that they've already had many vaccines probably in their childhood that they didn't question, and I mean for good reason, because we have evidence that it works very well and it's very safe and effective. And, you know, you can think of people like when you travel, you know, you might need, depending on which country you're visiting, you might need, for example, a yellow fever vaccine. And people don't question that. the same in rural populations, you know, like farmer people, you know, agriculture businesses. They vaccinate their cattle, they vaccinate, their poultry, or you have it. And that's okay. So we also want to have that discussion, you know, why so much reluctance to the COVID-19 vaccine? Although, I mean, we understand why. It's new. It's scary when something so new with so much new technology comes out so fast. But there's a lot of long history in vaccines, in humans and in animals, to rely upon.
What is some of the proper, verifiable, accurate information about the COVID-19 vaccine that you pass on to people?
So we usually direct people to the CDC website, first and foremost. But also we encourage people to go to our website, which is extension.psu.edu. And we have a lot of information on the COVID-19 virus. And hopefully we'll soon have a lot more on the vaccine itself. What we want also to encourage people to do is just to call your extension office with any questions you may have. They will get in touch with me, and me or my colleagues, we will get back to the people and answer their questions. We also have getvaccinesanswers.org or the PA Department of Health, which is health.pa.gov. There's many ways to get the information.
And your central message is that the vaccine is safe and effective, and that you do have educational material that can back that claim up.
Absolutely, yes. It's safe and effective. And again, you know, getting vaccinated is a choice. And what we want is to equip people with the right science and facts so that they can make the best decision for themselves, for their families, for their communities, for their businesses. But we want it to be based on facts and science, not misinformation.
Well, and we're in a unique time where an individual can use social media to say, oh, well, I know that the vaccine, you know, causes you to develop chicken feet or something, you know, terrible. I know this for a fact. You know, my uncle works in an ER, and he said this is true. Mm-hmm. So tell me about this. It's kind of a battle against misinformation.
It's very difficult because somehow the misinformation, you know, it's more sensational. It makes the big headlines. It's a difficult fight, but we just want to be part of it. And, you know, Extension, all our programs are based on science, and that's what we do. You know, we provide Pennsylvanians all the science they need. We're a trusted messenger. We're a trusted source of information, and we want Pennsylvanians to think of us as another trusted source of information on vaccines.
Where can we get more information? You mentioned the extension.psu.edu mm-hmm. website and
yes.
cdc.gov. What else is out there?
For information, so the PA Department of Health. There's also the PA Farm Bureau, which is pfb.com/vaccine. They have everything you might need to know. One thing that I also want to remind everyone is that anyone 12 years and older can get the COVID-19 vaccine for free. And this is independent of any insurance coverage or immigration status. So that's also important information for people to have.
And you are going
and
to...
Then,
oh, please continue.
Sorry.
Yep, go ahead.
No, I wanted also, you know, like we give information on why the vaccines are safe and effective and where to find that information. But also I wanted to tell people who might want to get vaccinated and don't know where to go. So online they can go to vaccines.gov. They can also text their zip code to 438829. And that will give them the local places where they can get vaccinated. Also, people who don't have internet or that kind of thing, they can call 1-800-232-0233. So, and obviously, you know, there's all kinds of providers like pharmacies, I know Walgreens, Walmart, CVS, Rite Aid. There's many local retailers that are also doing that.
Sure, Wise Markets has it in our local area. So that 800 number is 1-800-232-0233?
Yes.
Okay, and the text number again?
the text number, so you text your zip code to 438829.
438829. All right, super. We'll keep passing that along so that everybody knows that. People will get an opportunity to hear some of this kind of message in person at Ag Progress Day. So tell us about that.
Oh, yes. So at Progress Days, the College of Agriculture always has a dedicated room. So we will be having a table display there this year, focused again on the COVID vaccine. And we hope that people can stop by and ask questions. There are no stupid questions. We have questions all the time, and we have to keep up with the information. And most importantly, we're going to have three live events that are more a presentation with a Q&A at the end. The first day on August 10th at 2:30, we're going to have Andrew Frankenfield, one of my colleagues from Penn State Extension, who's an educator on agronomy in Montgomery County. He's going to talk about the impact of COVID on agriculture, and we're going to tie that with the role of vaccination, you know. Vaccine is really a wonderful tool to help curb that impact in the future. And then on the second day, on the Wednesday, August 11 at 12, we're going to have Matthew Ferrari, the director of the Center for Infectious Disease Dynamics. And he's going to have a small presentation on the COVID-19 vaccine. And then we're going to take, obviously, the questions that people have about it. And the last day on August 12 at 2, we're going to have Andrew Reed, the director of the Hark Institute for Life Science, yes. And he's going to talk about the role of animal vaccines and vaccine management in agriculture. Again, tying in, you know, with other sections where vaccines are used and people are happy with it. Another example is I also work on the vector-borne disease team, and I always get questions about why we don't have a Lyme vaccine the way we have, for example, for dogs. So people are wanting vaccines for Lyme and for other diseases. We want to tie that in with, here we have a COVID-19 vaccine that is safe and effective, you know, but don't wait to get it.
Why don't we have a Lyme vaccine?
I would be happy to answer that question. I can come back and talk to you about that one if you want to.
And on another date. Okay, I have a feeling it's complicated, right? Pets can get them, but we can't. Well, Melu Tejada, I really appreciate your information. I'll give you an open mic for another moment. Anything else to add to our conversation maybe I didn't cover?
I just want to encourage people to call their extension office, get in touch with us. Again, there are no dumb questions, and we're more than happy to talk with people if they have any doubts, any fears, if they want to fact check maybe something that they read on social media. That's what we're here for.
Well, thank you, Melu. We will check in with you again in the future as Excite gets up and running and has more events, or if you're going to be in our immediate region in Snyder Union, Northumberland, and Montour counties, let us know. We'll catch up to you. But I appreciate all your information. Good luck, and we'll repeat all those important numbers that you mentioned momentarily here.
Thank you, Mark. Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much. That is Melu Tejada. She's a Penn State Extension educator, a food families and health extension educator at Penn State, based at University Park, happens to be an MD, and has a Master of Public Health from the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine, working on the Extension Collaborative on Immunization Teaching and Engagement. The text number to send your zip code if you want a vaccine is 438829. The telephone number 1-800-232-0233.